Such a blessing to be here this morning with you. We had a wonderful Bible class hour, and now it's time to think about God's holy word a little bit. And today we're going to be thinking about the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And peace is something that everyone wants. We love peace. We want peace. We want the kind of peace that God gives and that we can attain through His blessing. So let's look at Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, beginning here this morning as we think about the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And of course, we've been looking at these various fruits of the Spirit occasionally, and this morning we'll take a look at this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And thinking about peace being one of the fruit of the Spirit, we continue to ask this question, what does it mean to be spiritual? That's such a big question in the world today. People want to know what it means to be spiritual and what spirituality is. Well, the Bible is answering that question for us. Right here in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 through 23, to be spiritual means to be led by the Spirit. And to be led by the Spirit means to understand what the Spirit teaches us in His holy word. And that will then result in the fruit of the Spirit. And of course, these spiritual fruits are things that come from the Spirit. And they come from within. They are not things that are given to us from outside, you know, by trying to control our environment or trying to control other people. If we could just arrange things in such a way so that we could then control everything and thus as a result we would have peace. No, that's not where peace comes from. Peace is an attitude that I make, that I engender in my life, that results from letting the Spirit lead me and guide me so that then within my spirit, I have ordered things in such a way so that there is peace in my life. The fruit of the Spirit. That's what peace is. It comes from the Spirit. It doesn't come from outside of us. And for the Christian, things could be on the outside, very chaotic, very unorganized looking, very disheveled. And yet, the Christian can have peace. Blessed, beautiful, inward peace with God and with his fellow man. Even in the midst of what may look like disorganized chaos, right? So the Spirit brings peace. And when we have this peace in our life, oh, we are able to really enjoy life. Life becomes good. It becomes so meaningful and significant because we have peace. Well, let's think for a few moments about how the Spirit brings peace through the Spirit's teaching. Because as we listen to the Spirit, we're guided by the teaching of the Spirit in the Holy Word of God, that's where we're going to get peace. Well, first of all, when we think about having peace, it is under our control. There's something we can do about having peace in our life. There's something I can do. There's something you can do. And we're going to look at a few things that we can do to have peace this morning. So the Spirit brings peace, first of all, when we desire peace. You know, peace has to be something that I want. It's got to be something that I pursue, the Bible teaches us. When we desire conflict with other people, we shouldn't expect there to be peace within our life. And some people are like that. You know, they thrive on conflict. They go out there and they want to mix it up with other people. And they think that's exciting and fulfilling and worthwhile, you know, to go out there and butt heads with others. I don't know about you, but that's not a very nice way to live. The Bible teaches us something different. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you. Now, think about that phrase for a minute. As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. And not only is Paul telling us there that there are some things that are out of our control, sure, but he's also saying there are some things that are in our control, things that depend on us. Things that we can do something about. Live peaceably with all men. You see, that's where it starts. It starts with me, with my attitude, how I'm going to think, what I'm going to say, how I'm going to approach a certain situation. I've got to desire peace. 1 Peter 3 and verse 11. Peter talks about those who would love life and see good days, right? What does he say? Let him seek peace and pursue it. We've got, if we want to have a good life, if we want to see those good days, let's pursue peace. And that's something that we can all work on. Desiring peace in our life, that's the very first thing. We've got to have that desire. It's got to be part of us. We've got to say, you know what? I want to be at peace with God, with my fellow man, and within. And if that is our desire, we're going to pursue it. So seek peace, desire peace. Secondly, the Spirit brings peace when we trust Christ. You know, we create a tremendous amount of stress by trusting ourselves instead of trusting Christ. Because, let's face it, we all want to do things our way, right? And if you don't think you do, just try going on a vacation with someone and see how things work out between you and them as you're going along, you know. And even in the most simplest of matters, you know, we can find ways to conflict with other people. Well, I want to do this way. Well, I want to do it this way. Well, who's going to have their way, right? That's the beginning of confusion. And it's the beginning of not having peace. But when we trust Christ, you see, Christ becomes the standard. He becomes the focus. He's the one now who is guiding and leading and directing. And if I am trusting in Christ, and you are trusting in Christ, and we both have the same standard, then we're going to get along much better in our lives because we both are looking to the same source of behavior. Now, those who don't trust in Christ, they get caught up in all kinds of problems, immorality, doing things that they shouldn't do in reference to the law, illegal use of drugs, even mental sins like envy and worry and anxiety. All of these things are efforts that people make in order to make themselves happy. But then when they pursue what they think is going to make them happy, it doesn't work out, and they end up with their lives in a big mess. We must surrender to Christ. We must let Him be our standard and our guide. We've got to trust Him 100%, even in circumstances that are unknown to us. We need to be looking to Christ and looking to the guidance of His Spirit to lead us. Paul said in Galatians 2 and verse 20, and by the way, Paul was a person who thought he knew what he wanted early in his life, right? Remember what he said about himself there in Philippians chapter 3? He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He had everything worked out. He had it all planned out. He thought he knew exactly what he was doing until he met Christ on the road to Damascus. And then things changed drastically for him. And he realized that he didn't have it all sewed up. He didn't know what he was doing. He was working against God instead of for Him. And what does he say here in Galatians 2 and verse 20? He says, I have been crucified with Christ. That is me. I've nailed everything that I had, everything that I thought I knew I wanted. I nailed it to the cross. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. That's the trust right there. I live my life by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. To have peace, we must trust in Christ. Paul didn't have peace. He described himself as one who was injurious. He was always in conflict with other people and with himself, with the church, but Christ brought him peace because he surrendered himself to Him. We need to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And so, to bring peace to our life, we must trust Christ. We've got to desire peace. We've got to trust Christ. We need to pray. If we want peace, we need to pray for peace. Do we think that prayer doesn't work? I'll tell you, prayer works. Prayer works. You know, I grew up in the midst of the Cold War. Maybe some of you remember the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. It was out of that that many conflicts began, such as the conflict in North Korea, the conflict in Vietnam. All of those things were orchestrated by the Cold War. And when I was a kid, along with many, many others, I'm sure, we prayed that the Cold War would end. We prayed that the nuclear holocaust would not come, you know. We prayed, and it ended. It ended in my lifetime. I never thought I would see it. But that Berlin Wall came down, and those who were in power over there were not in power anymore. The Cold War ended. Now, that's not to say there's not still problems. Sure, certainly there is. But prayer changes things. Prayer can make a difference. And we can bring peace to our lives and to this world through prayer. We need to be a praying people. You know, the Bible teaches us that when we're stressed out, when we have anxiety and worry and problems, that God can help us if we will give those problems to Him and let Him work on them. God can handle everything about my life. My mother-in-law has a little refrigerator magnet on her refrigerator there in Hamilton, Texas. And it says, good morning, this is God. I'll be handling all your problems today, and I won't need your help. I like that. I like that. I mean, it's a little simplistic, but nevertheless, it summarizes a great truth. You know, God can do all things. Why are we not putting more trust in Him? Why are we not praying to Him more often? Why don't we give more of our life to God so that He can handle it? I'm limited. There's only a certain amount of things I can do during the day, and then I'm done. But God is unlimited. He's got so many more resources than I have. And we need to be praying to Him on a daily basis. Look at Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 through 7 here. This is such a great verse. We should all memorize this verse. Everyone should know these verses here in Philippians 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication or thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and lives in Christ Jesus. You see, God is saying, if you will let me take control, if you will trust in me, I'll take care of you. And we will have peace. Peace like the world doesn't even know. The peace that Paul says passes all understanding. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. It passes all understanding. Well, seriously, what it means is that it's not something that we're going to be able to figure out through our own intellect and thinking. It's a blessing that God gives. And we need that great blessing in our lives. If we want peace, let's pray for peace. If we want peace, we need to reject falsehoods. The modern man is filled with stress because of his many false philosophies. It's so sad, some of the things that we see in our culture today. I read a story. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but it certainly reflects some of the things that are going on in our culture, where a mother is bringing her child to a doctor who's giving the child certain drugs so that the child can be a different gender than the child was born biologically being, and those drugs cause all kinds of stress. And the child looks to the mother and says, "Why do I have to go through this?" And the mother just says, "I wish it wasn't this way. It doesn't have to be that way." But that's the way they've created. That's what they've set up. That's the situation that they made. And yet, the world says, "Oh no, that's just the way I was created." No, it's not. God didn't make you that way. You made yourself that way. Because you have accepted a falsehood. The falsehood of thinking that you're something that you're not. And when we accept falsehoods, we create stress, lots of stress. When something is impossible to do, and look, things that are false are impossible to do, and we could get into the logic of that if you wanted to talk about that sometime. I'd be happy to work through that with you. When we get in things that are impossible to do, it's like banging our head against the wall over and over again because we're never going to accomplish what we think we're going to accomplish because we've accepted a falsehood. And that's stressful. But if we give up these falsehoods, and there's a lot of them in the world, a lot of false philosophies surrounding wealth, success, power, personal identity, self-justification, all of those different things. There's a lot of falsehoods in the world that are competing for your attention and your life. And the devil's behind all of them. And Jesus is trying to say, don't buy into it. We've got to reject the falsehoods. When we do that, we're going to bring a lot of peace to our lives. Think about Colossians 2:8. Beware lest anyone cheat you. Cheat you. What are they cheating us out of when they bring these false philosophies, empty deceit, traditions of man, basic principles of the world that are not according to Christ? What are they cheating us out of? Peace, joy, love. They're cheating us out of all of these things. Beware lest anyone cheat you. You see, false philosophy, false teaching, false doctrine, false religion, false beliefs, all of those things cheat us out of true love, joy, peace. They compete. And we've got to reject them if we want peace in our life. The Spirit brings peace when we obey the law. And this seems so fundamental, and I'm probably preaching to the choir here. I don't know anybody out here that's going to go out of this building and say, well, I think I'll just go out and break the law today, you know. I don't think anybody's going to do that. But there's some people out there who just get a thrill out of breaking the law. You know, they do it all the time. But if we will obey the law, that'll bring great peace to our lives. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Therefore, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Breaking the law brings a lot of stress. And if you've ever gotten involved in a legal situation, you know how stressful that can be. And believe me, I don't want to be involved in any, I don't even want to do jury duty, okay? Because it's stressful to be on the wrong side of the law. So let's obey the law. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. And you will have peace in your life because you won't be in conflict with the government. So if we want peace, let's obey the law. The Spirit brings peace when we do our job. And you know, here's another area where we think, well, I think I can control things, and then we end up in disaster because we're not wanting to do what we're supposed to be doing and things like that. And I'm not saying a person has to be a workaholic by any means here. And there's some people who go that direction and they end up in a lot of trouble. I was a workaholic for a long time. And thankfully, the Lord has helped me out of that, and I'm grateful for that. But being a workaholic can cause problems, just as not doing work can cause problems. And I think probably, you know, maybe past time that the problem was more being a workaholic than being lazy, but now we're getting into a culture and attitude where the problem is more being lazy than being a workaholic. So we're just going in the opposite direction now. So we've got to address that, right? We've got to address doing things that are productive in society, things that contribute to others' potential, not just for myself, but other people also. But then we're getting to the point in some cases where people aren't even working to the point where they're supporting themselves. And they expect everyone else to take care of them. That's not biblical. That's not what the Bible teaches. Look at a few verses here. Romans 12 and verse 11. Don't be lagging in diligence, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We've got to be diligent. We've got to be zealous. We've got to pursue things. That doesn't mean you never rest. Yes, there is a place for rest. But we've got to be diligent. We've got to do our jobs. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 11 says that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. Work, honest work, good work is something that we must be involved in. If we're capable and we are of age, then we need to be working. We need to have some kind of job that we are doing so that we can contribute to our own lives, take care of ourselves, and have some to help others. And that's part of the message of the gospel. And if we're not doing that, we're not living up to the Christian standard. And we need to work on that. And that's something that everyone can think about. And then finally, the Spirit brings peace when we get involved with other people's lives. You know, I think one of the most stressful situations that we can bring on ourselves is staying at home, locking ourselves in, not going anywhere, just doing nothing, sitting there with our own thoughts spinning out of control. That's stressful, folks. That is so stressful. What's the remedy to that? Get out. Get involved in other people's lives. And in particular, let's take the gospel message to others. Let's tell them about Jesus Christ. Let's be involved. And by getting involved in other people's lives, that is going to eliminate a tremendous amount of self-stress that we place on our own thinking, you know. When all we're doing is thinking about self, that's very stressful. And of course, this means loving our neighbor. Matthew 22 and verse 39. And think about what Paul says are the practical results of loving our neighbor here in Galatians 5 and verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an occasion for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Love serves one another. It gets outside of our own closed up space and takes on the challenge of interacting with other people. And that is a challenge, but we can do it. And maybe this morning you need more peace in your life. Well, here's 7 suggestions on how we can have more peace. What are they? Well, let's review for just a moment. First of all, we've got to desire peace. Secondly, we've got to trust Christ. Third, we've got to reject those contemporary philosophies, those false doctrines. We've got to give things to God in prayer. We've got to take care of our business. We've got to obey the law. And we've got to get involved in other people's lives. If we will be doing this, let me tell you, you're going to have a great life. And you're going to have peace and joy and love so much that you're going to walk around with a smile on your face every day. And when people ask you how things are going, you're going to say, if it's any better, I'd be twins. You see, that's the good life right there. And you can have it. Maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you haven't been doing these things. Maybe there's some help that we can provide you in that regard. You know, everybody needs help from time to time. When I say get involved in other people's lives, that includes me. That includes our elders and deacons. And we want to be involved in your life. And there's something we can help you with. We're going to do everything we can. Maybe you need to become a child of God through trusting Christ, hearing His word, believing it, repenting of sin, confessing Jesus as Lord, and being baptized so that your sins can be forgiven and all that stress and worry about sin can be taken away just like that by trusting in Christ. If that's what you need to do this morning, we'll help you with that. If you need prayer, we will pray with you that peace come to your life. Whatever your need may be, you can come right now while together we stand and while we sing.